Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. This is your host Zainab. I hope wherever you are, you're fine, you're doing well. And in case you have any problems, you're not doing well. In this holy land, we always pray for your well-being, inshallah. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we come up with the issues, the problems, the questions that parents have about the upbringing of their children. Well, the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have in studio with us our guest speaker, Sister Salma Khalafan. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's my pleasure.
Well, sister, in the previous episode, we were talking about the permissibility regarding the cinema and television. On that note, we had a question which we could not include in our previous session. This time, I would start from the same question. My 12-year-old youth is so interested in watching television and films and even finding out about the lives of the actors by reading magazines and all. How can I limit her?
Yeah, it's a very challenging situation because at that time, the girl is mature enough. She's undergone the puberty age.
Yeah.
And you're expecting so many good things to turn up, you know, and Allah also expects, you know, obedience from her.
Yeah.
As in the rules are set, you know, the legislative rules are set for her to follow.
Yeah.
So, as we mentioned earlier, that we should limit a child's time in such a way that when she grows up to that age, she's accustomed to it. It's not a new thing to watch a film for 2 hours. No, 1 hour means 1 hour. So she can watch it half, and that even with your choice. She has to respect that rule. And when you do it from a young age, they turn out so well that they come to realize that they don't even need it. Because you know this watching business is so intricate that if you go and see that one is actually using their imaginative power more than their intellectual power.
Yeah.
So when you just using one faculty, you know, your other faculty kind of becomes lazier.
Yeah.
So when you're just imagining and you're not thinking, who would think at that time that, you know, for example, about whether, for example, this should have been this way.
All right.
In a movie, you're so, for example, mainly youths like action movies, yeah?
Yeah.
So you're so much drowned in that scenarios that you forget to think that this is just something that is like just out there to cheat us. Or what is behind this? Do people think about it? What are behind this? What messages are they giving behind this?
Yeah.
That this attitude is, okay, reasonable to perform. So they don't think about this because it's all imagination getting the better of you.
Yeah.
And normally, we as humans are brought up in such a way, we are created to use our faculties in a perfect measure of equilibrium.
Yeah.
And of course, not only that, when the intellect outweighs the imaginative and the desirous faculty, that's when the equilibrium is attained.
All right.
That's when a person becomes comes to climb the ladder of perfection.
All right. So you are trying to say that watching television and cinema is okay. But however, as you already mentioned in the previous session, that it should be the films like you already mentioned in the previous episode. And you're saying it's okay, but not too much imaginary faculty should be used. Because using this imaginary faculty somewhere low lines are rational thinking ability. And this is all, it seems to be, you know, programmed. It seems to be planned. Those who are creating these animated movies, those who are creating these animated games, and even we see adults so much indulged into the games, into the screen. We have so much screen time. I think it's a kind of planned game that we should be more
to
using
brainwash.
Our imaginative, we should be more using our imaginative faculty than our thinking faculty. And that way, as you said, things get normal, which were never normal in our society. Things come up in the society. For example, there was something yesterday that was not common in my society, but with this like watching and watching trend, this thing has become very common in my society.
Yeah, unfortunately. So we as parents also should be careful to limit our time. It's not as if elders are allowed to do that. Because obviously it's emulated from the elders first, yeah? For example, if the mother is watching however much she wants to and all kinds of programs, and then she tells the child, no, you're not allowed to watch because you've not come of that age, the child will be least likely to take this kind of advice.
True.
So mothers also and parents as a whole
have to do that.
Yeah, refrain from
first.
That. Or if they watch, they should know what they're giving the child to watch. They should have pre-watched it before.
They should do a supervision.
Yes, exactly. A supervision.
True.
That's very important.
We'll be talking about that. Here we need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. And we had been talking about the permissibility of watching TV and cinema. Sister Salma Khalfan, you mentioned a very beautiful point before the break, that things that you do not do yourself, do not tell others to do that. That's what even Quran says in Surah Safiya, verse number 2, that says that do not tell people what you do not do yourselves. So yes, parents have to ignore screen time themselves first and then tell their children to watch much.
Absolutely. Also, parents should have such a good connection with the children, as we saw all the phases, you know, we discussed in earlier programs about the phases of children.
Yeah.
Should have so much good quality time with the children that this, at this point in time does not come about, that one has to start, you know, explaining the daughter that this kind of movies will spoil your character, which would let your imagination go like haywire. You would be so exhausted in the end. You wouldn't get what you see outside the real world.
All right. And so then spending also, quality time is important.
Yeah. Not only in this way that advising. I mean quality time as in doing things with the child the way she likes, what hobbies she has. For example, if she likes reading, try to make it outing.
Explore that.
Yeah, going to the library, for example. Or if she likes artwork, buy things for her that she can practice her art with it.
Yeah.
If she likes handiwork, buy those handicrafts for her, like threads and needles or whatever she likes, so that she can practice that at home and use that as a quality time.
All right.
That is increasing her brain cells. That is increasing her intellectual level rather than just sitting passively and watching. Not only does it not help the brain, it does not help the eyes even. And it leaves you with a kind of a depression.
Depression kind of thing, yeah. Anxiety.
Even we have seen people watching happy movies, okay, comedies, or something that is so beautiful to watch. At the end, they become depressed. Maybe thinking of why don't I have this kind of thing?
Yeah.
You know, fantasizing.
Comparison.
Yeah. So that relationship between the child and the parent should be so strong. Now here, we are talking about the 12-year-old girl who goes on researching about the actors as well. She's so interested and she's so, like,
That even after watching it on the television, now she's searching on the internet.
Yeah, she wants to maybe emulate. She wants to take up a hero.
Yeah.
So here, normally an adolescent girl of 12 will be attracted to the opposite sex. So what she should do here is to, the father should give her all the attention he can from first. It is recommended that fathers give so much attention to their daughters, take them out for walks, praise them, talk to them in a way that they are adults, you know, behave them in a friendly with them in a friendly way, so that the daughter can know that there's something more than the attraction bit only. There's something that there should be a compatibility when she goes to choose her life partner in the future.
Yeah.
It's very important for the girl not to get carried away.
Not to get
because a girl is emotional.
Yeah.
So she can get carried away very easily
by
looks.
She's very thirsty for the care
and somebody
love.
Would probably, you know, like flirt with her or probably praise her for the qualities that are so short-lived in her.
Yeah.
She should not fall for that.
Yeah.
She should be a wise girl. And who will make her that wise girl?
The father figure.
So the father needs to know at this point in time that he should give so much attention to his daughter.
True. We'll be talking about that. Here we need to take another break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing, and we are talking about the permissibility of TV and cinema. So, Sister Salma Khafan, you told us that a father needs to give extreme care, extreme love to his daughter so that she does not get carried away if someone outside shows us that fear, fake care and fake love.
Or even when, for example, a proposal comes by, she would know what qualities to look for because she saw those good qualities in her father figure. Yeah.
Yeah.
She would know that this quality is something that is admirable to look at. Like a person who is a strong character, personality-wise and things like that. So this is makes a girl and she matures faster. So she's able to realize these things faster and not get carried away. But she needs that right direction, see? So this is very important, the quality time bit. And fathers probably would say, what do we do with our daughters? They just like to, you know, go shopping and fashion and things like that. But that's not the case. That's because when they're left completely to do whatever they want, maybe they have a kind of influence around them. God forbid, maybe the mother is like that. But the father should be careful. No, my daughter has to climb the ladder of perfection.
Yeah.
He can take her for walks. He can take her even to the cinema. There comes a point in time that you see your child has deviated the path, unfortunately. Now the phase is so a thin line, crucial, that the father feels or the parents feel that how can we stop her and yet we want to stop her from watching these kind of movies. So the ultimate decision to take here is either get help from outside, which is very a hard thing to do. Who would, a psychiatrist, you can imagine, telling the girl that don't watch these movies. These movies are not real. The girl already knows these things.
All right.
But the main thing is, for example, the parents should be together watching the movie and maybe forward the illicit scenes.
Yeah.
Or maybe talk about it sometimes. That, look, this thing, you think it's real? And just laugh it off.
Yeah.
In any advertisement,
so
also.
In a very tricky way, they have to.
Yes. And monitor who she is hanging with at that time.
All right.
This way is it's wajib on the parents to not give her this kind of freedom that she watches whatever she wants.
Because it's
like a shaitan to take you to the wrong path. Khutuwat is shaitan. At once, they can't, you know, pull you towards the wrong. It's like step by step, the plan of shaitan.
And Quran so many times says that shaitan is your open
enemy, exactly. Unless we take it as an open enemy, sir.
Yeah.
We forget that he's an enemy, and that too, an open one at that.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Sister Salma Khalfan. That was so interesting and that was so important that a father should give quality time to his daughter so that she does not get carried away with anything that she sees outside. You said girls like shopping, girls like to go out, girls like to do a lot many things, but that's Because maybe parents should kind of get alert that they're not giving much quality time to their children, especially a father to his girl. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. To listen to that session again, you can go back to our website, parstoday.com, go to Call of Islam. Email us your questions as well at the email englishradio@irib.ir. And in case you want to follow us on the social media platforms, you can just search Call of Islam Radio and you can find programs there. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.